It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. When it comes to athletes who've overcome adversity to reach the highest level of their chosen sport, it's hard to find a more compelling story than that of J.U. Colcrick. Colcrick was born August 6, 1983, in Liberia. His father, Jerome Blamo, was a politician and security chief for the Secretary of State when civil war broke out in Liberia in 1989. Fearing for his family's safety, J.U.'s father left his children in the care of their grandparents. For the next 3 years, the family bounced from refugee camp to refugee camp. Finally, in August 1992, they reached the U.S. Embassy and waited 2 weeks to receive their visas. During that time, J.U. learned that his father had been murdered by rebels. In September 1992, J.U.'s family finally escaped the horrors of Liberia, settling in Clymer, where his mother had friends. While attending high school at Clymer, he wanted to play soccer, but the school did not have a team. So instead, he tried out for the football team and was hooked from the beginning. From his freshman year to his senior year, Colcrick started at running back and led the team to 4 straight Section 6 Class D championships. He accumulated 100 career rushing touchdowns and is the section's all-time leading rusher. As a senior, he was named the Class D New York State Player of the Year. After high school, J.U. attended school at Michigan State and played football for the Spartans from 2004 to 2007. He totaled 2,395 career yards and 39 rushing touchdowns, the second most in MSU history. After going undrafted in 2008, Colcrick was signed as a free agent by the New York Jets and played on the practice squad for 2 years. He also spent time with Tampa Bay and San Francisco. In October 2010, J.U. returned to Western New York as a member of the Buffalo Bills practice squad. In November, he played his first game with the Buffalo Bills and got his first carry in an NFL regular season game. As of this broadcast, he continues to hold a spot on the team's 53-man roster. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.